Okay, this meeting will come to order. Madam Clerk, can you roll call, please?
Special meeting of the Orange Grove City Council, Tuesday, April 25th, 2017, 6 o'clock p.m. Mayor Victor Lopez.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Diana Gary Silva.
Present.
Council members Gilbert Garcia.
Here.
Minerva Pineda.
Present.
Josie Cervantes, absent. Staff, City Manager Sam Escobar.
Here.
Police Chief Marty Rivera.
Present.
Senior Account Clerk Phyllis Mendez.
Here.
Interim Finance Director Rafael Herrera.
Thank you very much. We have a call to do business. I'm going to ask Vice Mayor if she could lead us in the application.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we so very thank you, Father, for this wonderful day that you have given us, Lord. And we have this special meeting here today, Lord, that you may lead us and guide us in whatever actions may needed to be taken tonight, Lord. And I ask that you continue to bless the city and the finances, Lord, and that you may every need that anybody in this community has, Father, that you will meet those needs and that you would be there with them. And I thank you for everybody that's here tonight, Lord, and I ask that you bless them specially, Father. And I also ask to bless Wally and Glenda Hill as they lost their son, Lord, that you may be with them, Father, and anybody else that has lost family members in this community, that you may be well with them also, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And I'll lead you in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go to B. Administration, subject consideration discussion regarding the mid-year budget 2016-2017 and year-to-date.
Mayor and Council, what we're doing today is we're going to go over the mid-year budget and then also year-to-date. Year-to-date is up to end of March, which is the last month that we just finished. And the purpose of this meeting is to kind of give the council a handle of where we're at with all the budgets and then overall general fund. We also have the wastewater and water analysis done as well for the mid-year and year-to-date. That's not going to be part of the presentation today. We'll do that maybe next week. We'll put that one together so the council's aware of that as well. So today we'll have Rafael and Phyllis, both finance staff, have been working on this budget and preparing this. Go over this with the council. And the council, at any time, if you have questions on anything, on any item, feel free to ask, and both Phyllis and Rafa will be able to answer those questions.
I'd like to ask a question. Are we including all funds in every aspect in this budget?
It's just general fund.
Oh, just general?
Just general.
Or not everything?
No, just general.
Okay, but how can we, you know?
Because general is really...
In June and everybody else gets money from certain categories and funding.
Yeah, but the general fund is the one where we really don't have money in. That okay. We only receive so much revenue.
Yeah.
And that's the most important one, because if we don't have money in general fund, then we can't operate.
Yeah. But then you use other funds, though, to fund other departments.
Yes, we do.
You know, and that's what concerns me, that we know exactly what we have to do as a city, you know. If this is only general fund, we have a lot of other, you know, sales tax, property tax.
Well, that's all general fund. That's all general fund.
Okay, but the water and sewer, though,
That's separate. Those are all committed funds. Those are all funds that...
We don't pay anything with general fund to the water and sewer?
No.
Yeah, we do. Well, we have staff that... And we have a spreadsheet. Maybe that's something we can print out, Phyllis. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that spreadsheet that we have?
Just to give them, maybe you can give us a perspective when we get to the final budget so that we need to know exactly where we're at. You know what I mean?
When we do the final budget, then you'll get that schedule.
Yeah.
That will show everybody.
Okay.
Because we're talking about all the funds now.
See, because I'm not sure that I know exactly how they pay you and how they pay, you know, June. And I know that the police department has their own budget, you know, and the funding that goes to them, like the utility tax goes to the fire and police protection.
Correct.
But anyway, this is only general fund.
Yes.
All right.
And Mayor and Council, you know, the budget, every year we do the budget, we do have it broken down by salary and then the percentage of all the funds. So there's a table of all the employees that we have and then how they're broken down the funds. It'll show percentages of that as well. And we do have that available.
Okay. I just want the staff to be real frank and honest and tell us, you know, rather than to find surprises, that you tell us that, you know, we rather know so that then it's up to the council to make adjustments or whatever needs to be done so that we are warned about it, okay?
That's all. I think they're going to let us know tonight, right? We're pretty much where we lie.
On the general fund.
On the general fund, yeah.
Because that's the most important one, because
That's the one that's been suffering for now the last, you know, seven years maybe, where we've had a decline in reserve. And so, but we've really done a really good job of getting it down now to where, you know, this budget year we were balanced in our budget.
Yeah.
And now this is what we're trying to do now to at mid-year try to figure out, do we need to start, you know, pulling back more and being more strict so we can balance? Or is the council going to be okay with maybe a $50,000 deficit?
Yeah, just the thing that if we get the audit and then we show a deficit and then nobody knows about it, you know what I mean? And then we're questioned about it because there is people that are going to be questioning that. And I don't like it when I'd rather have an answer for them and say, hey, you know, we did some adjustments mid-year.
And we'll go through this process. Generally, as I've reviewed the budget with both staff, you know, we've had a lot of one-time purchases this year in all funds, including general fund. You know, we did some repairs at the community center that was not planned out because they needed to get done. And then we also matched money with money that we had through the grant programs.
Yeah.
Same thing with the parks department. You know, we bought these benches out here at the park that are one-time funds that will be carried on next year. So we had those one-time purchases with all the funds that we had that were, you know, but stuff that we needed, and it's going to save us money in the long term for some of the stuff that we did get.
Okay.
So.
Great.
Thank you, fellas. Thank
you. Okay, so we're going to start with the revenue.
Ready.
Okay. This is our revenue on the first sheet. Okay, so you can see we have received 66% of our current year secure taxes, property taxes.
Put the microphone closer.
Oh, closer. Okay. And we have received 73% of our sales taxes also.
Where are you at exactly?
Okay.
Oh, 73.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw it, sales tax.
Yes,
I'm sorry, I didn't know where you were at.
Okay. So if we go to the next page, it has the business licenses. We have received about 61% of our total budget.
Okay, so we're at 55, so then this is a total here.
Okay.
So let's go back to the property taxes.
The property taxes?
Yeah.
Okay. And the property taxes, the total we have received.
Are you going back to property tax?
Yeah, let's go back to the first page.
Okay.
That doesn't work. You can share that with Mike.
Okay. Okay, on current secure taxes, we're at 66%. And then at the current secure, unsecured taxes, we're at 2%. And then we have miscellaneous property taxes. That's like people that pay later on, or they're just taxes like that are get paid by, how can I say it?
Take your time.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to say like the miscellaneous property taxes. They're not secure taxes and they're not property taxes, but they still fall under the property tax itself. So when they send us money, it's not that much. And if you notice, last year we had 21,000. This year we have 13,000, and it might increase a little bit, but not that much. The way I see it coming in now, it's not gonna move that much.
Are you talking about the delinquent taxes, maybe?
The miscellaneous property tax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that may, it might go up to much, 17,000 by the time it reaches 100%.
I think so, 17,000 around. And now we're in the sales tax. We have 105,000. We're at 73%.
So what do you foresee that one to be once it gets to 100%? Do you have a... Well, I guess it depends on sales, huh?
It depends on sales, but if you notice, we are getting more sales tax.
Yeah.
I noticed that from the following years, we are getting a lot more sales tax now.
Yeah.
So people are.
I remember one time it was like in the 90s, huh?
Exactly. So sales tax is coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised with the Family Dollar, what they do, you know, monthly.
I do. It's like going to Walmart.
Yeah. If you could give us a perspective, you know, at the next meeting as to the difference how we're doing sales wise, so like the property taxes.
Yeah, we can do. When we bring it, we'll just add actual for 2015-16 year. We have those numbers. We just need to plug them into this chart on the revenue side.
Alrighty.
The other one is the user utilities tax. That one's we're at 80%, so we think we're going to be getting more under the user utility tax, and that's a big one for us as a city. So we're going to be getting a little bit more revenue than we normally get, you know, annually, because we budget $420,000, we're already at $334,000 year to date. So
and we're just in March.
March.
And that one does that users utility tax? Does that one include Measure O or no?
No.
That's
no,
different.
That's different.
That's the utility tax.
That's the utility tax.
Good.
That's the one, the 7%.
Right.
Wow. Pretty good.
Good.
Alrighty.
Okay, so do you still want me to go down some of the lines?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to do a quick calculation on a projection for the user utility tax.
Okay. Now, police report, I have, well, on citation, Chief, I notice here that we used to budget $3,000, but if you notice on page, the second page, under court fines and parking, it's all being put in there instead of the parking citations.
I don't have that.
It goes under this category only.
Yes, all put into one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's why you see zero.
Oh, okay.
So even that's low.
On the citations, course and fines? Is that 8,000?
That's 8,000. Well, I guess not too low.
46%?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have the LPSF Pop 172 sales tax. That's the local police safety fee that the county came out with.
Where are we at now?
That's on 3115, first page.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got it.
That's extra revenue that's coming in for the police department.
Oh, okay.
And that's monthly, that we get like at least $800 a month.
Because it's a new tax the county incorporated, so we get a portion of that.
Then we have a K-9 donation, but it's also the police protection.
The donation we got?
Yeah, that we got from the police protection. And that's also for police services. Vehicle release fee, we're at 84%. And that's pretty good because
is that like in pounds?
That's we get 150 per vehicle.
Wow. That car's on.
And then K-9 recovery tax, 750. Franchise tax, we're at 2,000, but in April we received PG&E and we received Southern California Gas. I think PG was like 44,000.
Yes.
And the Southern Gas was about
24,000.
So that's in April, so we received that money already.
But it's not counted here, right?
It's not in here, no.
It's only up to March.
Yeah.
So that's probably like 90% of it, huh?
Mm-hmm. If you were to add the...
Yeah, the 44.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 70.
And the utility user tax, like Sam said, you know, that's... We're doing pretty good on that. And this is license fees and permits. License fees were at 61%. And the disability assessing, in education, that's money coming in and money going out. We have to give it back to the state. We get a dollar for every business license. So once we get it, we have to send it back to the state. So it's going to be an in and out. Then we have an animal license, $15. So no one's bailing their dogs out.
We can tell it's beyond
its capacity. Dog license.
We are, yeah. Well, aren't we having a clinic pretty
yeah,
soon?
We are in May.
In May. So is that money going to be running through us or?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's where most of it is collected anyways, when we have the clinic.
The next one is building permits. 43%, we collected 27,000. Then we have plan check and review. We collected 10,217. And this, the next one, license fee, the reason why you have a credit in there, somebody pulled out a permit and they wanted, decided they didn't want to bill, so we refunded back their money. So we ended up with a $37 negative in there. Because it's also in and out. We have to, we collect, we pay back to the state. So it's an in and out money. The billing standard, that's another 125, is an in and out. It's also state mandated that we collect this money and we send it back to them. Okay. I know, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, definitely.
And course fines and fees, I already mentioned that one. Investment revenue is page 3. Interest income, that's money from LAIF. That's interest that we earn on our money that we have in LAIF for general fund. Building rent is at $12,741, we're at 42%. And then for the building leased, we're at $10,000. And we have collected all the funds from the Julia. I think we just need like 2 months. So we're up to date on it.
So $24,000, that's the rent for that.
Then now we're at the revenues and other agencies. Housing Authority, we're at 1,000.
Actually, on the sale of assets, we should have that 29,000 in there for the industrial park, the 1 acre.
Okay.
Remember we got that check?
Yeah. Okay.
So that'll be property, and then we'll have the final on this development here as well. Another $72,000 before the end of the fiscal year.
Okay. So the 29,000.
Yeah, that'll be asset property, real property.
Okay. So did you guys get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions on the sale of properties?
Huh?
Any questions on sale of properties?
And on this, just real quick on the sale of assets, we didn't budget anything just because you never know what's going to happen until the deal is finally done. So that's what we put zero on there in hopes that that could be an additional revenue source that we have this year. And so we already finished the industrial park sale of the 1 acre, and then we'll have this other one for the commercial development that we'll get extra, you know, another. I think it's 72,000 total that we'll get from now.
Post reimbursement, we're at 40%.
On post, by the way, post is about a year behind in reimbursements.
A year behind?
Yeah, that's about where they're at right now.
So what you're getting is probably from last year's.
See, we're not that bad. I said, we're not that bad. They're a year behind. Okay.
That one?
Now we're at motor vehicle license fee. That's we received $382,645.
That should double next year, right?
Oh yeah.
According to the gas tax and the 100 whatever per vehicle is going to go up. So.
So we're going to get some. Democrats. Our next payment should be getting in May. So in May we should get the other half. Then we've got triple flip. It's part of property tax.
Is that triple flip? What the heck's that?
That's also, that's money that we receive from the county.
Oh. That's county, you said?
County. And COPS grant, we're at 85%, and that's for the SRO?
The SRO. We have until the 30th to build the rest of that.
I know, like this week.
Yeah,
tomorrow. 28th.
Mm-hmm. How long is, how, that, is that, that's a grant, right?
I think that's a separate one, though.
It was a three-year grant. It was a three-year grant.
That, this one?
In August of this year. For $125,000 total over 3 years.
That's the 10,000. That's the 10,000?
Yeah, we get 100,000 every year.
Every 3 days after the
quarter. Hold on.
So once we finish, once we get the 125, we still have to keep the office
separate
one year at our own expense.
This
is different. This is the
SF.
Yeah, this is the one with the county.
SF
this is through the sheriff's department. The one we get the 10,000.
Oh, the BSCC.
Yeah, the 10,000 that we get every month.
It's a BSCC funds. BSCC funds is a grant that the state gives to every county, and then the county. The way it's broke down, the Sheriff's Department and Fresno PD get like 60% of the money, and then the rest goes to the small cities.
Okay.
The chiefs of police decide how that money is going to be spent, with guidelines given by the state. For example, this coming year, the guidelines say we have to spend this for mental health programs or stuff to keep kids out of gangs and that kind of stuff. And we are going to be, the share for the city of Orange Coast comes out to 19,000 and some.
For the police?
After we give, Fresno PD is going to give us all the training on the mental health stuff that we have to take by mandate. So they're going to get 5% of our 20,000 or whatever. And we're going to train all our officers. And then the rest of the money we get, the rest of the money, I figure it's going to cost about $10,000 to backfill for training and stuff. And we'll get about $10,000. We're going to spend it, I think I mentioned before in the council meeting, a part of it to keep the youth out. We're going to spend some of it on the Explorer program and some on very little of it on the Restorative Justice program, but that's kind of where we want to go.
Yeah.
Gag resistance training, that kind of stuff. So that's where that money, it's about $10,000. This last year, this grant year is just finishing. We got the $10,000. The money we got, the $10,000, we used it for the cameras that we put at the water plant. The cameras were like $17,000. We used $10,000 of that money for the cameras. And the rest we used for computer type stuff, but for new servers and stuff before.
Council, I know Phyllis is going through this, but one of the things on the property taxes, our consultants that are helping us out with our successor agency dissolvement, RSG, they've gone through and they're consulting with other cities here in the Valley and the Central Valley that are in Fresno County, and they've done analysis for some of the taxes that we've been getting for property tax, and they believe that there's a calculation error in the county's tax that we haven't received in the last 3 or 4 years. Some of the cities have already approached the county assessors to try to get that money. For us, it was $60,000 or $180,000 that we're shorted as far as what RSG believes. But the county's saying, no, our calculations are wrong. So this is something that I think the mayor and I, we're going to have to go talk to our supervisor and talk to him about that and see what the best approach would be for us to kind of settle and figure out, was there an error in calculation in our taxes? Because that's quite a bit of money for us to be shorted if it is true. So we'll try to set something up for next week to start talking to our supervisor about to see if, what's the process that we should follow to see if we were shorted money for property taxes.
The next one is President Madera, Aging on Aging. We're at 76%.
And that's for the
seniors coordinator that we have. Now we're on other services, current services. We're at, we have 4,900, and that's just miscellaneous revenue, so they just put it in there. But if you guys want to know what it is, I could look it up for you. And disposal billing and collection, we're at 50%. And that's the 10% that we get for providing, for doing the bookkeeping.
It's supposed to be $1,000 a month.
Correct.
That we bill them.
So they're like 2 months behind.
Yeah.
Zoning and subdivision fees, $2,600. Kings County Unified School District reimbursement for SRO. This is the one. We're at 22,266, so that's 20%.
That we just need to, I think what they wanted us to do is bill them every quarter.
Correct. And tomorrow we're going to check into it.
We should be getting a check.
And that's for one SRO that they pay, we increased it to 55,000? 50,000. For the high school SRO, and then they also pay the other half, the matching half, for the Citrus Middle School SRO, which is, the other half is paid by the grant.
Animal shelter, $25, we're at 25%. Insurance refund, $702. And miscellaneous revenue, $5,300 with 27%. And Gio Lopez Administrative Services, we're at 59%. Youth activity, we're at 57%, and this one is Gabriel's Jimenez. He's the one that apparently has the snack bar and the youth program that he runs at the EDA center.
For the basketball and also for baseball.
Oh.
This is the money that he makes from the snack bar. Uh-huh.
And he does pretty good with that because that's what he uses to buy equipment every year. So if he needs nets, he needs balls, and he even bought a scoreboard.
Yeah, and he even buys, like, at the end of the game or whatever, he buys the kids, like, medals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, medals and little things for them, you know, for doing a great job.
Yeah, the league is over.
So his budget is $5,000, and he makes $4,300, so he really doesn't use the $5,000 out of his budget. It's an in and out. Special community event, We got $18,988. This is part of the donation that we received for the Christmas toy giveaway. And senior meals donation is $1,842. This is money that the seniors donate for their lunch. So total revenue, we're at $1,262,080. We're at 58%.
This is pretty. This is always every year, and then we get a lot of our money towards the end of the year, and it always comes out to the $2.1 or $2.2 million that we received in total revenue. And there's a lot of revenue, like I said, that we're still backed up on the billing to collect of it. So.
On the community events, how do we go from 3,000 to 18,000?
I think it's the way it's coded now.
The way it's coded now, before it used to be coded like under donations. It was all over, like under donations, under 5K. It was just in different places. This time I got them all together and put it under the donation file. Under that community.
Under special community events.
Yeah, that's what I put it all under.
Especially community events?
Yep.
So basically, but you said you budgeted 3,000. I mean, the budget, 3,000.
Because we don't know what we're going to get in donations.
Huh?
We don't know what we're going to get in donations. Those are just donations that you receive. But the 3,000 is really what the events committee will make on selling whatever they would sell for the booth or whatever.
Yeah.
That was what that was for.
So that's just a projection of 18,000?
No, the 18,000 is actual. Huh? The 18,000 is actual. That's how much we received. The revenue that we put down is revenue that...
That's a projected.
Yeah, that's projected.
Uh-huh.
But we received way more than that because we got the 10,000 for Target 8 through the California Endowment, and then plus the other 8,000 that came in from other donations that we received.
Upon the Christmas donations?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
All right.
So now it just has its own fund number for that event.
So the fireworks stand from the event committee,
we don't have it no more. I mean,
they didn't do it last year.
So. Oh.
And they didn't, and I don't think they're going to do it this year.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just going to.
It's a lot of work, and they weren't making a lot of money. Yeah. So that's total and revenues. Like I said, we're projecting to be at the $2.1 or $2.2 million at the end of the fiscal year, just because that's where we always end up. Because it's always like this. I remember the last 3 years, I've always questioned when we do winter budgets, why are we at this point? And then at the end of the year, everything that comes in, because sometimes we even get stuff in like July, I think, some money that trickles in.
Last year, at the end of the year, the budget year, weren't we like 40 or 50,000 like surplus?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what we had budgeted.
For
this fiscal year.
Last year
we had a deficit, and that's exactly what we ended up when the audit was done. We were actually below that deficit we had budgeted, but like I think it was like 50,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were.
Yeah, this year we had 50,000, but if the council recalls, we were going to go back and start looking at other places that we might have missed. So it's going to be a balanced budget. That's what the goal was this year.
But that's good, though. I mean, 50,000 is pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. We've made a lot of headway in getting us to this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to expense.
Now, I think on the expense side, if we don't have to go through every single line item, let's go through the big ones.
Okay.
And then, unless the council wants to, ask a question on a particular one, that way we don't have to go through every single one.
Okay.
There's going to be
kind of generalize it.
Behind every category, there's going to be a graph.
Graph.
Yeah. So you guys can see
So this is a resume of what?
Yes.
What that is? Okay.
Yeah, so the next part is going to be all expenses.
Okay.
So the first, the one that Phyllis just presented was all our revenue, our actual revenue, and the next
these are expenses.
The next slide is for all general fund expenses.
Okay.
So, do they want to go through it and?
Well, I think we just go through, like, you know, the ones that stick out is the health and dental vision insurance.
Why is it so high? Why is it so high?
And you'll see this is a common thread with all the departments on the health insurance stuff. Is it's projected based on the analysis that's been done over the last 3 years of what the actual expense is going to be. So because if the council understands the way our insurance works, we pay a premium for just the health insurance, and then anything that's outside of that the insurance doesn't cover, we pay ourselves, so we're self-insured. So the way we save money is by employees not going to a doctor, getting surgery, and you know, that's how we save money and under this the plan that we have. But if employees are getting sick and they're constantly going to the doctor, or they're having babies, that's a big expense. So whatever the basic premium that we have under our health insurance doesn't cover, then our self-insured comes back and covers it. And that's something that's been kind of, we've been trying to watch. So Phyllis and I are going to try to meet with our broker to figure out what's going on, so we can try to figure out for this next year to make any changes that we need to do with our health insurance. So that's a big part of that. And then, you know, we're not sure what reimbursements are going to come in for health insurance for the council, because this is all the city council stuff. And so then our premiums that also went up a little bit this year on our health insurance, and that's why it's so high. So we just need to make adjustments for this next budget year that reflects more accurately. And that's even hard to do, you know, because we're not sure how much we're going to be actually paying out under health insurance. Unless we know that all the council members will be under the health premium, then we know what it is. And the other one under the council is the travel. We just budgeted from what we've done, you know, historically, and so this year we're above our budget, and so we just need to